The VA has started processing claims from veterans who are exposed to toxic burn pits. That's after Congress passed the Sergeant First Class Keith Robinson Honoring Our Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxins, or PACT Act, last year. It expands VA benefits and health care for veterans who were exposed to toxic substances, including Agent Orange and burn pits. My co-host Mark Brody spoke about this with Chris Norton, director of the Phoenix VA Benefits Regional Office, and they started by talking about who this new law involves and what eligibility looks like.
Well, this really involves all veterans going back to the Vietnam era, but we're primarily looking to capture our current veterans of the OIF-OEF conflicts, which is basically anything post 9/11, our Iraqi, our Afghanistan veterans, as well as those that served in support, as well as going back to our Gulf War era, our original Iraq War era veterans as well. We've noticed over the course of the past several decades that these veterans are reporting clusters, symptoms of disabilities that we can't quite put our finger on why, but we know that they are prone to encountering certain disabilities, primarily respiratory and unusual cancers, that there's clusters with these veterans. So we know that there's something going on, and what the intent of the law is to really make the process of allowing us to establish compensation for these disabilities much easier than it has been in the past. It really lowers that burden of proof level for the veteran, whereas we used to historically ask them to demonstrate that any current disability is specifically related to something that happened in service. We're now making that whole process presumptive, meaning that if they have one of a cluster of disabilities and we know that they served in an area of operations that exposed them to burn pits, to dust, to diesel fuel, to various toxins, to we don't know what, but we know where, we can automatically establish that presumption of service connection and make the process much easier on everybody.
Sure. Do you know how many or have a sense of how many veterans that might have been exposed and might be dealing with some of these symptoms live in the Phoenix area?
Well, we know we've got somewhere in the neighborhood of about 500,000, roughly 500,000 veterans, give or take. Most of those would qualify because we're also talking about some specific Vietnam era veterans as well. We don't have an exact number of how many were exposed to toxins, but we know it's significant. There was a two-week pilot test run earlier, a few months back, where they screened roughly 13,000 veterans, and about 37% of those came back with some level of toxic exposure. That doesn't mean they have a disability, but that we do know that they were exposed to some type of toxin during their military service. So we're talking about a significant portion of our overall veteran population.
And how many have come so far to try to apply for these benefits? I know you just started handing them out at the beginning of the year.
That's a great question. So the law changed on August 10th of last year. And between August 10th and the end of December, we received overall about 200,000 claims, which is about a 21% increase over that same time last year. Not all of those were PACT related, but about 70,000 of those were. So a significant portion is coming in, but we know there are many, many, many more out there. And that's why this conversation is so important. We're really relying on our partners in the community, get the word out, making sure that our veterans are coming to us with their concerns now rather than waiting.
What does the timeline look like from when you first screen a veteran to when they might actually start receiving their benefits?
We're doing this as quickly as we can. Right now, on average, it's taking us about 140 days for a typical claim to get processed through the system. If we have a terminal veteran, if we have a veteran over the age of 85, if we have a veteran with an active cancer, we're going to prioritize that claim and get it done in a matter of days or weeks, just as soon as we have all the evidence that we need to make that decision. I don't have any concrete numbers just yet as far as what's happening nationwide since we began processing these claims on January 1st, but just here in Phoenix, we've processed over 500 claims already.
Is there any feeling that there will be, or maybe you've had sort of like an initial rush when people first became eligible, and then it will sort of slow down a little bit as, you know, the weeks and months pass on? Like, you'll continue to try to reach out to people and you'll still get claims, but maybe, you know, there will be an initial rush and then slow down a little bit?
I think you're on point, certainly. Where we are on that curve, I think, is still to be determined. My gut instinct tells me that this is going to be a very busy year for claims intake for us. We expect to be working very aggressively through the remainder of this year to make sure that we're reaching as many veterans as we can, anticipating that we will be very much involved with the PACT Act claims initial rush through this fiscal year and into FY24 as well. And part of the reason for that is that there's a financial incentive to get our veterans to file their claims sooner rather than later. We have up to 1 year from the date that the law changed on August 10th to go back and pay any retroactive benefits. So it's imperative that we reach as many veterans as we can in this first year to make sure that we get them the maximum amount of financial compensation that they have coming to them retroactively.
Have you had any conversations with colleagues in other parts of the country about how well this process is working for them, or if they have had an initial rush, or, you know, what their expectations are relative to what you're seeing here?
Oh, yes. We're in contact regularly with both our central office, and all of our directors are meeting regularly to talk about what's working, what we need to do. And what we're finding is that we need to continue to get word out and make sure that we're reaching our veterans. So it's going according to plan. We just want to make sure that we're not leaving any areas untouched and no veterans are being left behind. So I don't think we can do enough to maximize this outreach effort and get as many veterans in the door as we can as soon as we can.
All right. That is Chris Norton, director of the Phoenix VA Benefits Regional Office. Chris, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Mark, thank you. Appreciate it.